I would like to invite a third person on stage who's going to talk to us about yet another different aspect, Brecht Ketz from HOES University. Brecht is a lecturer and a Microsoft Most Valuable Professional on XNA. Brecht, please also introduce yourself.
Good morning. My name is Brecht Ketz. I'm a senior lecturer for HOES University, like it says. I work for the bachelor degree Digital Arts and Entertainment, which is a degree where we teach interactive 3D. So we have students that can build awesome 3D models and also make them interactive. So basically we build future game developers.
Future game developers, really interesting. Is this, so not typically something we have a lot in Belgium, is this a bachelor program, does it exist long?
It exists since 2006 when we started. It's not something typically Belgium, but internationally we're very well known. For instance, in Luc his slides on the screen on the right, you saw Split Second. Well, one of our students worked on that. They worked on all major titles like Battlefield, GTA, Crysis, and so on. We've also been joining the Imagine Cup for 5 years. And we've been in the finals, the Worldwide Finals, each time since we've joined. We've taken the second place twice, the third place once, and the two other times we were in the top five.
Nice. So this must have been some great visibility for your students. But I know you've probably been looking for more visibility yet.
Well, yes. A big problem in all educational institutions is that you have students who make awesome things. They make awesome projects, and then they just end up in some library gathering dust. And so we really were looking for a way to publish or show the projects of our students to the world so they get more visibility from their awesome work.
Right, so I guess with what I told about the distribution and reach, Windows 8 comes in here.
Yes.
How did you go about doing that, implementing it on Windows 8?
Well, we took we started with a test case. We took five games from students, which were from the Imagine Cup, and they were built in XNA. XNA is a framework by Microsoft, which enables you to build games in C# for Windows Phone 7, Xbox 360, and the Windows 7 platform. So
the desktop.
Windows 7 desktop. So we took those five games and we ported them to Windows 8 using Monogame. We started at the end of September, I think the last week of September, and they were available by GA.
So really, really close, because, you know, like end of September was the deadline already for most. So what were the main challenges you you encountered when moving, when migrating and using Monogame in this case?
Well, Monogame is an open source implementation of XNA, so coding for Monogame is pretty much the same as for XNA, but it's open source, which also means that it isn't finished. There were lots of projects out there, lots of games, all of them 2D, and that's the issue. We actually built 3D games. So there were some issues in creating 3D games for the platform, but it went surprisingly well, actually.
Well, yes, because you actually made it to the store, and knowing the timeline to publish, you actually made it to the store. Maybe good time now to show one or two of the games.
Yes, I'll start with this game. It's called Influence, and I'll disable the audio. So this is a game that came in third last year on the Imagine Cup. It's a 3D game. You can already see it in the menu. One problem here was that when we started, Monogame didn't support 3D, so we actually had to use a development branch, which was pretty high risk. But now it is all is supported since we thoroughly tested it. So this is an example of such a game. It's actually a 3D puzzle game. It was built for PC, so mouse and keyboard. So one thing we needed to do was change the way of input. So you tap the screen, you can move, you can zoom in, zoom out, and so on. It's actually a puzzle game where you have to remove all the red from your scene. So it's very basic. Red, bad, green, good. You can place green orbs. And then you can run a simulation. Oops. Then you can run a simulation, and if it succeeded, then you can go to the next level. And the goal is to remove all the red orbs. So here the complexity was actually integrating all the Windows 8 stuff, the touch, because all apps have to support touch. And of course the integration with charms. Come on. Yeah, so the integration with the charms. So these are the students who actually built the game. Can I show another game?
Yes, please, because you have several, so yeah. This was one of the games.
This is also a game we did our students did for Imagine Cup. It's a different game, as it's actually with 3D movement and so on. The game is about...
You have to concentrate, yeah, and not talk.
It's really hard with one hand, so I'll just move first and do
so
something.
So normally you play this one with two hands?
Yeah, you play it with two hands. So it's a game where you have to spread energy, a green energy, through your game. the problem with the movement was me with one hand. So here the difficulties in the game was the animations, actually, because Monogame supports animations, but there was a bug in it, so it didn't run on your GPU graphics card, so we had to re-implement that, so all the animations run on the CPU instead of the GPU. These are two examples of the games that were ported by second year students in about 3 weeks after their classes, because we really didn't give them any time during their classes. So it went pretty good.
So this made it to the launch. Congratulations on that, especially on such a short time period. Now, what are there any learnings from any results that you can share about this process and about the first weeks in the store?
Well, yes, and that's one big benefit. If students make projects which they don't release, it's just another project. Here they actually get played by users across the world, so you get feedback from that. From dashboards we can see which demographics, which users actually download the game, which users play the game, how long they play it, and that's very interesting to see which game has potential and to see if their target audience during development was okay. Another thing is that if you release a game to the store, it's very good for their resume, because all publishers or all companies know that there's a big difference between actually releasing a game compared to just building it. So for their resume, it's also very nice.
All right. So the fact that that you have more reach possible, more distribution possible. You learned from the first results. Your students now are confronted to real users, so it's really a way also to have them add more quality to the games. And so, which leads me to the next question: what are the plans of the school going forward?
Well, we have several plans. First of all, in this test case, we want to port or migrate the five games we have now to Windows Phone, because the platforms are very similar. Monogame also supports Windows Phone, so we want to release them there as well. The challenges probably won't be technically, but more regarding user interface, because phones have small screens, mm-hmm. So you can't fit anything on there. The second part is that now we are actually building projects with our last year students, and they're also going to be published on the App Store by the end of January.
So lots of new games coming on the platform, on Windows 8 and on the other platforms. We look forward to that. Brecht, thank you very much for sharing your learnings and your process here.
You're welcome. You.